Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So to start off with, how do we even go about, I guess, measuring literacy rates in Australia?
Well, that's a really difficult thing to begin with. And I think this is why it's such a complex issue, is a lot of literacy issues begin when people become disengaged from school. And so there's that issue, but then there's also a lot of other people who you wouldn't know that they have literacy struggles, because people attempt to mask this in various ways. So there's been a lot of international kind of studies which have kind of attempted to quantify the problem, but it's still slightly ambiguous.
And so do we have any idea what is causing these literacy rates to decline?
It's a bit of a tough one. I think that the government has been fairly proactive in terms of these reports and initiatives, and they don't look good internationally. They look bad, and every new report kind of looks bad. It's often perceived as a teaching issue. Like a lot of the low literacy rates is perceived as teaching issues. But I tend to think of it more as a resource issue. I think teachers in the classroom don't feel listened to and don't often have the support required to help support kids who are struggling. I think they can often pick up and see when a child is struggling, but they might not necessarily have the resources and have the additional support to be able to help that child to the extent that they want to.
And you before as well have mentioned the idea of individuals facing a vicious cycle with literacy struggles. Could you expand on that a little bit?
The biggest thing is poor literacy often contributes to the lack of employment opportunities. So people who struggle in school and have a really unpleasant time in school, like Simon in my piece, when they leave school, they don't often have the relevant skills needed to find work. And so that kind of leads to another issue, which is an unemployment issue. And obviously Australia has issues with that as well. And so people can often feel very trapped. They can often feel like they don't know who to turn to. And especially if someone struggles with literacy or may struggle with communication, it can be difficult to know where to go to for support. And once you're kind of disengaged and have had some negative education experiences, that can also be a really big point of shame for people as well.
And so what measures are being taken to, I guess, improve literacy in schools and across society?
In Australia, there has been a fair amount of, funding put into different initiatives. It seems to be a little bit chaotic. I mean, you have so many different people have so many different opinions about the best way to go about it. So it's kind of hard to know what be all and end all issue, be all and end all method would kind of help this. What I looked at in my piece was a little bit into Victoria, Corrections Victoria, who were kind of had said that they were taking all these measures to help people in prison with their literacy struggles. But when I actually looked into what they were doing, it wasn't anything new, and they were using computers to initially assess people, which the literacy experts I spoke to were kind of concerned about. So, again, it's just a really chaotic issue. It's definitely not one with an easy answer.
And so you mentioned as well, I guess, people were concerned about using computers. Was that right? Why was that?
There's a few different schools of thoughts about how people should be tested for literacy, but also speaking and phonics is an important part of the testing process. So if someone is using a computer, you've firstly got the issue of if they actually know how to use a computer, if they've been out of the education system for a long time, are they going to be fully equipped to kind of undertake a test? There's also, when they're faced with multi-choice kind of answers, there's also the challenge of, are these people going to understand the questions enough? And are they going to have enough one-on-one support while they're taking the test for the test to actually be reflective of where they're at and what their level is? So there's kind of a little bit of a concern there. Obviously, in prisons, it's quite a high number of people you need to test. So it's kind of hard from a resource perspective to do it one-on-one. But whether that is actually going to do much, that's kind of a big question mark.
Well, it is an incredibly important topic, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.